This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's chat a little bit about the NBA's return. We'll do so with the Miami Heat TV host and courtside reporter. Also does a great job covering the league nationally for SiriusXM NBA's radio. And that, of course, it's Jason Jackson. Jason, always appreciate the time. How you doing?
Good to be with you, man. Good to be calling games. Good to see the orange leather bounce around. And really a nice job by the association putting together the proper safety protocols to make sure that they are taking care of the players and staff and coaches, as well as all the NBA administrators that are there, keeping the game rolling, brother.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I feel like we talk about this with every NBA guest that has come on with us since Thursday, but it's amazing how when this plan was first introduced, people were talking about, will the championship has an asterisk on it because of the fact that maybe a player tests positive the night before a playoff game, and all that stuff could still happen, but there is that sense of confidence right now with what the NBA is doing with zero positive tests in the bubble. It's working. It's working better than anyone could have expected.
Well, you're testing every single day. You got compliance for the most part after a couple of hiccups early by the majority of those involved. The seriousness of the business, I think, has to be articulated as well, that from a player standpoint and sharing in the basketball-related revenue, it makes absolute sense to be fully committed to everything that's coming down the avenue. The thirst of the sports fan, being able to have seven games a day rolling from the midday hours into the late evening hours. It's a wonderful confluence. And I think what the NBA did best in bringing this all together is work hand in hand with its players association. Like that's what you're seeing in that space is what we were missing and probably still a little bit in baseball. There still is an obvious disconnect in the National Football League between the league and its union. So you give credit to Michelle Roberts, the head of the Players Association, and the executive players that are in place, led by Chris Paul, as well as NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. They're not always going to agree on everything, but what was there not to agree upon in trying to put the things in place to get back to business?
When we talk about getting back to business, and I know we're focused in the now, but for next year, and we had Michelle on the other day, and she was talking about the possibility of a bubble for next year, and that's mm-hmm. getting far down the road. But then the question came up for me, well, would your players be on board with that? And she said, well, I didn't say that, necessarily making that next step. How about next year? Like, what do you think next year could potentially look like for the NBA if they had to go to a bubble? Do you think that would be something that could be a possibility?
Now we're going to go deep into the weeds for a second on this one, because we're talking about 40% of the revenue that's missing for a full season rather than for, on average, 8 to 10 home games that were still remaining for most teams. Mm-hmm. You could probably take a look at a fourth of your home schedule and adapt, make some, you know, what we call in the business, make goods through your broadcast partners for some of your, you know, arena corporate partners. But the seat situation, man, that's a tough one. To try to do a full season with no butts in seats, that's a significant revenue hit. And it's funny because we have a tough time as fans being able to quantify that for ourselves. But just do it. Just think about you, your employer calling you and saying, hey, listen, times are tough. 40%. I'm holding back. And think if you could maneuver through that space. If you can, good for you. Most cannot.
Jason Jackson here with us. When we get into the TV production side of this, give me your feel calling these games from afar, and what you guys are doing on the TV side to still make it feel like for your viewers that you're inside the arena, even though there's not fans inside the building besides those virtual fans that come through the computer.
Well, through the first three scrimmages and the two seeding games we've been able to produce on Fox Sports Sun for the Heat fan, what we've really tried to do is really change absolutely nothing visually. You do have to coordinate with a different production team. It's either a ESPN or Turner or an NBA, what we call the NBA World Feed crew. They usually for the big events like conference championship, NBA Finals, All-Star, as well as Summer League. The league actually has its own production team from NBA Entertainment for that, plus the folks from ABC, ESPN, and Turner are all producing these games on site. But what's really cool is that they're really coordinating every morning with the regional producers and directors. So they can really talk about, as when this is both opponents, broadcast teams having conversations with the folks that are on the ground, you know, cutting it up. Back on location, like for us back in Miami, we're slapping all our same music and graphics and doodads on the screen, so that feels the same. The audio is well-balanced and connected. The only time you realize we're not in Orlando is when we take shots of ourselves in an empty American Airlines arena, just so you know where we actually are. So it's not the same because you can't have that peripheral view that just serves you well when you can watch someone's reaction off camera, or did someone leave the bench and you're trying to see if they, you know, did they just go back for a little potty break, or there's an injury situation, or there's legitimate things that serve you as a broadcaster by being in the room. But for the most part, I think we're all doing the best we can and really serving, like I said, the home viewer.
Like, for your role during the game as a courtside reporter, and I know what you just said, like, before the game, but since you're not there, and like when an injury happens, or when something usually you notice on the bench you're not able to realize right now, how do you still try to find that little extra piece of information with physically not being there while the game's going on?
Yeah, we're totally cheap, man. I have this matrix right next to my main program screen, television term, so people that don't know, program is what you see at home. And then I have another screen just to the left of our main camera block. I see every single camera that is actually in the arena. Now, maybe not every single, but at least half. So I'll see in this matrix what's on television, what's set to come up next, and then about six or seven different cameras that are just on players, on the bench, the full, if this is football, they call it the full, you know, 22, but, you know, the full shot of the entire court. So I can see if guys are, you know, breaking out or you know, getting back on D. So there is we've done all we can, man, you know, by being 300 miles away. And we're the closest one, right, to Orlando from our actual home arena. So it's got to be insane for the folks in Portland and Los Angeles and Arizona and then up in Boston, like they're so far away from their team. If you're not there, you might as well be a million miles away. But the technology brings us in a little bit. We got some social people on the ground and our sports media relation people on the ground. So we probably end up talking to Eric Spoelstra, Heat head coach, and the players more often because of the Zoom dynamic. So we're really able to, you know, that actually has ended up being, knock on wood, a little more proficient, particularly in turnaround things for post-game shows. So we're pretty connected. And so any of the things that we really need to talk about, we have the space and time to gather the information, turn it around, and get it to the viewer.
We're talking to the Jack Show, Jason Jackson, here with us on CBS Sports Radio. It's the Zach Gelb Show. When we get to the Heat team, being fully honest with you, I thought they'd be a playoff team this year. I would not have expected them to play as well as they did. I thought they'd be somewhere between 6th to an 8th seed. What's impressed you the most this year covering this team?
Just how quickly they bought in, you know, new guys buying into the Heat way, which is intense. You know, there's just not a lot of teams that do it this way. They've been doing it for 25 years under Pat Riley's leadership, and it's not going to be any different anytime soon. I mean, this team has been owned by the same family now, moving into the third generation of leadership in the Harrison family. Pat Riley has been here since 1995, still going strong. Eric Spoelstra was actually hired a month or two before Pat was named. And he was, you know, hiding as one of these low-level basketball operations employees working in the tape room before there was a tape room. And so was able to build, obviously, as we've seen over the last two and a half decades, into one of the great head coaches in this game, championship head coaches in this game. So once you get everybody who comes in, talking about Myers Leonard and, of course, the guys that came in the trade in February, plus the headliner, Jimmy Butler, those guys were feasting on the way the Heat do things, although they had different locations that fed them before. And that forced our young players who are still growing in that space, not just our rookies, but our second-year players, even Bam to some degree was a third-year player, to just get together, and their chemistry was just excellent straight out of training camp. And so that coming together stunned me how quickly it occurred. I'll admit fully, this group came together quicker than the Big Three era first edition team was able to get it together. So that said something. Obviously not the same level of all world, all time, Hall of Fame talent up and down, but definitely a group that's willing to lead with defense, which is Coach Bolster / Heat way, and then play together offensively. That's why you see a team that earlier today was down 17 halfway through the third quarter. How many times have we watched teams pack that in? That thing becomes 20, 25, 30-point loss. The Heat just they didn't pull out the W, and they're not going to sit here and celebrate some moral victory. But it was a hell of a thing to watch them push back and not give up.
Have you thought about what the next step is for this team? You know, you got two nice pieces in Bam, and you got Jimmy Butler who came over in free agency. Is there that thought about what is next for this team? Because you know this, Miami's always a great destination and a highly respected basketball organization.
Listen, it's always, if you look to the Heat fans, it's obvious next summer there are a couple free agents that Heat fans are salivating over. I'm pretty sure Milwaukee wants to keep theirs and Indiana wants to keep theirs. But it's the cool thing about being with this team that has three championships, being with this team that has living legends that are part of the organization. Shane Battier is a vice president. Alonzo Mourning's a vice president. Glenn Rice is in the organization. Original Heat head coach Ron Rothstein works with us on television. Bosch is in the house. Wade is still connected. Udonis Haslam's in his 17th season on the team. So there's a lot of institutional knowledge to feed to someone that's coming around. We slap, you know, these slogans and ideas on T-shirts and posters, but they're legitimately, I can tell you, after 16 seasons covering this team and working for this organization, Heat family's a real thing. Culture is a real thing. When you start watching how other teams go about it and their ability to sustain it, look around the league and think about teams that have the fortitude, have the respect of their fan base, have the strength to wade through tough times and get themselves back up into a good space. You think about it. It's only San Antonio, Miami. I'll give Dallas that conversation. Obviously, we're watching San Francisco / Golden State have that type of strength even when you hit, you know, swing down to the bottom. There's only a handful of teams that are able to do that.
What's your read right now when you mention Giannis Antetokounmpo? Does he have to get to a finals in these next 2 years? Do they have to win it all? What's your feel on what it's going to take for him to stay with the Bucks?
Everything you hear from him is he loves that organization and that place. It's hard to get someone to pry away their original feelings, almost their embryonic feelings about that team that gave them a shot. That, you know, you go back and look at Giannis's numbers from year one and two. All right, you look at, you're like, man, this cat's not going to make it. And then it just exploded, a belief in development and opportunity. I don't think Jason Kidd gets enough credit for, you know, what he and his staff were able to do. And obviously, it just exploded with Mike Budenholzer and his crew. But it, to me, is going to be really hard to pry him away because they're going to be successful. Are they going to make the conference finals? That's up to them, right? They're going to get to the finals. We'll see. I don't know if those things weigh on him as much as we think they do on the outside, because it is awesome to have all-world pieces. But the pieces may fit perfectly for him. Those are the things that I noticed. Now, last night, they were a mess. I mean, they're turning the ball over all over the place. They kicked it all over the gym. But even with all of that, they were good enough to still have a shot. And so that connection with Middleton and Lopez and Bledsoe when he's healthy and so many other great pieces, Kotkaniemi and DiVincenzo, they just seem to come together and work well from the extension of his greatness, he being Giannis. And so Again, he's going to, what he should do is definitely take all those meetings and hear how it's done in other places. And that should be what moves him, not so much his experience in the past, but what would be in front of him from Milwaukee and anybody else that would like.
If you're Pat Riley, Jason Jackson, what would the pitch be to Giannis?
Listen, far be it from me to try to embody the greatness of that man. But Pat has a real convincing conversation that speaks to the competitor. It speaks to the champion or the person who's desiring to take that next step. And a steadiness, as we talked about a little bit earlier, where when the seas start getting rough, there aren't a whole lot of people vomiting over the side of the boat. This term that they like to kick around in basketball operations around a place is, you can't have too many people that get sick at sea, because it's going to get rough eventually. Even when you think you have all the pieces you need, you're going to deal with adversity. You know, that could be as simple as an injury or just a stretch of ball when things just aren't going well. I mean, you just play so many games, even within a game. You know, you have these ebbs and flows of things going your way and not going your way because you're playing another team that's trying to get to the exact same place you are, playing your best basketball for the longest period of time. So the pitch that Pat has is laden with rings and golden trophies and the experiences of some great players in the past. For him, for Giannis, it now just becomes a question of where do you want to do it and what are the tenets of that? The stuff that I've heard is all I can go on. And that stuff is going to change when he starts learning about things he doesn't know, the inner workings of other organizations. That's the neat part about that free agent period, usually about year seven, when you're in that position to rake in all that dough.
Wrapping up with Jason Jackson on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Is Nick Nurse to you the coach of the year this year?
What a good question, man. There's so many guys that deserve the attention, but it being the defending champ, holding up, you know, the win-loss total as best you can when you have that monster from Milwaukee, you know, over top at full strength and playing with the motivation of not getting to where they wanted to be. And even watching them today in a game that wasn't the prettiest thing I've ever seen in my life, but, you know, they threw a huge punch, got out big, took a big old punch, stood their ground and acted like champions. When it was, cutting time, they were there and made the small plays that they needed to win. And that's the stuff you learn that you can only really get on you by going through those four rounds and coming out on top, is that you're never really worried. You know that there's another chance. You know how to extend a game. You know how to sneak a little hand in there and grab a jersey or an elbow or a little bit. I mean, think about that game today. Where Toronto shot horribly, but got to the line a bazillion times and made over 90% of them. And sometimes it's that non-sexy way that you learn as a champion. Listen, we're just trying to get in this gym, get this W, and get out of here.
Before we let you run, Houston has been one of the teams that have been talked about the most inside the bubble, Jason Jackson. 2-0, defeat the Mavericks, and also got the victory up against the Bucks last night. Are you buying into Houston as a championship team?
No, they got to show us more. They just do. It's one of those.
I agree.
Vibes that you just with pre Westbrook and now Westbrook has to inherit it a little bit. So we've seen this act before, right? Like this beautiful regular season, maybe even a good round or two, and then it gets to nip and tuck time, and there's a complete vanishing led by James Harden. They played a playoff-caliber game last night and answered the bell. They knew full well the Bucks were going to just stand in the paint, 10 feet in the paint at all times, and they thought they were going to shoot 63s. They shot 61. They made 21. It was enough. On a night where Harden was super, you know, regular. There's not a lot of people. You look at a line that he had, what was it, 24-7-7? And then a 6 steal, something crazy like that. And it was just enough, but what a great night by Westbrook. They're going to have to be at their best. Those two just have to be monsters all the time to get through that gauntlet up top there in the
West, it's just really tough. And just let's also say a word for another team that's won their first two out West, and that's San Antonio. Every time we try to throw dirt on the San Antonio Spurs, they all make us look ridiculous.
To follow up on that, how many more years do you think Pop is going to coach for?
My gut feeling was that it was going to be through the Olympics, and with the Olympics being pushed back, I don't know if that pushes him another year. It's tough, man. You get to this stage when you have some life tragedy. Remember, his wife passed, and then, you know, you feel like you get your feet back on the ground. And I think what happens, I think this happens with Pat Riley as an executive now, probably happens with Popovich and D'Antoni and Alvin Gentry and some of the elder statesmen among the coaches. You get that new batch of kids in every year, and it probably re-energizes you. That you're teaching and trying to grow, and you got your veterans that are hungry and trying to take that next step, you know, as you watch them turn into stars and then superstars if they have that capacity. And then you make those little additions to your team, and then you believe. And all of a sudden it's like, well, one more year. Oh, a couple more years. Let's see. I noted yesterday that it's neat that San Antonio has, you know, Walker and White and Murray all on the floor together. I mean, those are your last three, your last 4 years, first-round picks. You know, and deep in the draft, it's not like San Antonio gets to pick, you know, in the lottery a great deal, you know. That may be energizing. And ask for him to more. He has it set up nicely, right, with Tim Duncan there and Becky Hammond there. So, you know, there's a really decent opportunity for transition when he's ready. But he's earned it. He gets to decide when he's ready.
Jason, you be well. You and your family, appreciate the time, my friend.
Thank you, man. Do the same. Let's talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.